This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Podcast every week of our discussions here in, I suppose, an edited fashion. The highlights of the American Family Farmer can be found at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. The present and past versions of our podcast are there. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I'm Doug Steffen. I am an American Family Farmer. I am pleased, proud probably is a better word for reasons of clarity and explanation. What I do on this program is what I've been doing on the air for 50-some-odd years. That is, trying to deal with problems and finding solutions, helping people, having a good time. I find that my time on the farm is among the most pleasant of my life. I love being on the air. I love my regular radio programs. I love the farm. I'm very blessed. And even though I'm blessed with having this great feeling about being on the farm, I am also troubled by the way farmers are being treated by the public in general, lack of knowledge about what really goes on the farm, what it takes to grow food, to produce food, becoming an American problem, a serious problem. And so thus the program exists to help you deal with some of your problems. The program's aimed at American family farmers, aimed at ag businesses that are run by American family farms and farmers, and the locavores who are buying the product. In a few minutes, we're going to meet two people who are very in touch with what the needs are of future agricultural generations. I have Dr. F. Dominic DiTavio, who's the president of Tarleton State University, which is the Texas A&M Ag School in Texas, and Steve Damron, who's the dean of the College of Agriculture there. We're going to talk about opportunities for diversification, what the youngsters who are coming along are being trained in, what things are being offered for people to really get a degree in agriculture. I'm not sure a lot of people know that these opportunities exist, so the idea of having this and to explain what opportunities there are in the collegiate world for people to learn how to exist and thrive in the ag world, I think this is hopefully going to be helpful for all of you who have family, or maybe those of you who are wondering, hey, is there a place to go where I can get a good ag education? There definitely is. Tarleton, I think, is the best school in the country for this sort of thing. We'll find out how it works in a few minutes. Before that, though, I have an observation in a manner of speaking. I like to get into some of the news. If we have food news, locavore news, the sorts of things that are important. For example, I pass this along because I think that there are a lot of people producing things and naming them for, I guess one of the most fun I've had, bits and pieces of fun I've had over the years, is to dispel the notion that Kraft American cheese is neither cheese nor is it made in America. Yeah, that's one of those things. It's just silly, the branding for some of the things. So there is a question that has surfaced about vegan cheese and whether or not it has a new name. I guess my question to you would be, would you want to eat something named after a person eating something called Gary? In Vegan Life magazine, there was a Facebook rant that was posted about vegan cheese, and now apparently it's changing the way vegans are referring to their cheese alternatives. This is from an angry non-vegan who posted a lengthy diatribe about how annoyed he gets when people call it vegan cheese because real cheese is only made from milk and it can't be vegan, which is, okay, I get that. The ranter, whose name was blocked out for privacy reasons, said cheese is not made from coconuts. Call it Gary or something else. Just don't call it cheese because it's not. Some of the vegan foodies have taking the rant to heart and are humorously running with a suggestion to rename vegan cheese Gary. I wonder if that will stick. Gary. And an observation for those of us who are into dairy. I'm a dairy farm. Been around cows all my life. I noticed the National Milk Producers Federation is calling on the feds to take enforcement action against dairy products, imitation dairy products like Blue Magic Cashew Milk. This is like almond milk and silk milk and muscle milk, and it isn't milk. I'm with them on this one. This is something, Blue Magic Milk comes out of a California company named Urban Remedy. The nutrients that are in this are not even close to what you'd find in a regular glass of milk. For example, it's very high in sodium content. The calories and fat are way above what you would find in a regular glass of milk. Some people call it fat milk. 285, listen to this, 285 milligrams of fat in this thing. And by the way, what is it? We're supposed to have 2,000 calories a day. And in this thing, almost 300 calories just in a glass of Blue Magic Milk. So this is, I think if you want to, and I'm supportive of real milk. I think I'm a big supporter, frankly, of raw milk. I think raw milk should be available everywhere in our country because it is the truest form of nutrition. Some people argue with me about that, but that's only because they don't know, really. You look at a label from a bottle of raw milk. I sold it on my farm for 11 years. And then look at the nutrition label on a bottle of pasteurized milk, and there's no comparison. Anyway, food for thought. Lots of things going on here. The wheel keeps turning. It's 13 past the hour. We meet Dr. DeTavio and Dr. Damron right after these words.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Overhanging trees present a real danger. During high winds, falling branches can damage roofs and windows. So today, I'll show you how to protect your home by wrapping it in bubble packaging. All you need is a staple gun and 142,000 feet of bubble packaging. Let's get started.
You could try to protect your home with bubble packaging, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Quarter past the hour. Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer with President F. Dominic DeTavio. Now, he's not F.
Hey, Doug. Good morning.
Good morning. Dominic is a very close personal friend of mine. He was the president of Heidelberg College/University before he took over at Tarleton State University in the A&M system in Texas. Has done a fabulous job there. and is known around the country as one of the leading educators, not only when it comes to this particular form of post-secondary education, but just as a leader in general. And I say that, and I know his face easily gets red when I either say things about him or ask him embarrassing questions.
You are always overly kind to me, Doug, and I will tell you, I feel always so privileged to be on the program with you, but because of the topic that you wanted to talk about today, I thought I really needed to bring in somebody that knew what they were talking about. And, and that's the reason why I asked Dr. Steve Dameron to be with us. He is relatively new to Tarleton, but I will tell you what, he is truly one of the best in agriculture in the country. And we were able to steal him across the Red River and get him into Texas, and he is doing a fabulous job for us here and just has a breadth of knowledge about agriculture that I think is something that is close to your heart and something that
I think you know me.
Can have a great conversation with you about.
Well, before we get to him, though, I want to spend a little time talking with you. And yes, I recognize looking at his CV how much you have gained by bringing him to Tarleton, but they have gained also by having you there in the sense that you recognize all kinds of educational opportunities. But how is it in an ag school like this? I mean, Texas is an ag state, but how much outside of Texas can you draw? I mean, Texas A&M is supported by the regents in the state of Texas, but how far and wide do you go to attract students to come there to learn about the futures in ag?
Well, I don't know specifically about how far and wide in ag, but what I can tell you is typically Tarleton has somewhere between 45 and all 50 states represented in our student population, and usually somewhere between 25 and 30 foreign countries represented in our student population as well. And a lot of that has to do with the reputation that we have in agriculture. For years, we have really been one of the largest non-land grant universities in the country in agriculture, and our reputation has certainly been something that people have recognized far and wide, not only because of the excellence that we have in our agricultural program specifically in a college, but also because we have some unique programs that do work well beyond the Texas borders. One is called the Texas Institute for Applied Environmental Research that does a lot of water quality work across the country and across the world, for that matter, everywhere from the West Coast to the East Coast and into Africa, South America. And then we have a Center for Agribusiness Excellence that is enormous data mining program that is focused on crop production primarily, and we have virtually real-time data coming in every day into Tarleton on all the crops across the country, all the ag properties across the country, that allows us to monitor how it is that production is taking place and whether or not there are some things going on within that production that people need to know about, and using data mining techniques to do that.
So it's a combination of the two, really,
gets our name out there.
I'm going to tease you a little bit because you are originally in Ohio, a Buckeye, and worked a lot at Ohio State. And they have a pretty good College of Agriculture there. You got your doctorate from Purdue, the College of Agriculture there. So there's other, you have other influences that have brought you to this place. But I kind of, I think to myself, I'm chuckling a little because of your allegiance to Ohio State.
But I am a Buckeye. There's no doubt about it.
They got a good College of Ag there as well. But I think this, what I know about you and about this school, there's a real strong focus on where we are now and where we need to be. And thus, in a few moments, we're going to welcome in the gentleman that Dr. DiTavio so highly recommended, Dr. Steve Dameron, who's the Dean of the College of Agriculture and Environmental Sciences at Tarleton State, as I said, a part of the A&M system in Texas with opportunities. You have somebody in your family, somebody you're close to, who wants to know how to become a farmer using this scientific method. Stay tuned for that, 21 after the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm.
Back to our time together here on the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen, Dr. Dominic DiTavio, is president of Charleston State University, one of the great ag institutions in our country. He's been all around serving on all kinds of boards, helping to create an atmosphere in the college world that is very positive. I loved working with him at Heidelberg. Actually, I like him, whether he's at Heidelberg or Taunton or any place else. I find him to be one of those people that you can always learn from, and I enjoy that in conversation and times together. It's always great not to just... there's nothing superficial about either of us when we have conversations about things, and that's kind of cool. Dr. Steve Dameron is a fellow that came from Tennessee down to the throws. How did you get yourself from... Come on. I want you to tell me, Steve. You know that I'm friends with Dominic, so how did he convince you to come? What did he... Did he sing to you? Did he promise you millions? What did he say?
The millions part, definitely not.
No.
Okay. So they had to be other things. One of the great things, the selling points of Tarleton, is just the reputation of the school and the reputation of the College of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences. I was looking for a place where I thought I could have impact and do some good, and I wanted to be able to do that in a place that was already doing good work. And that was really the selling point. That's what got me here.
All right, so here's what attracts me to you. As a cow guy, you got your doctorate in ruminant nutrition. How many people even know? Come on, Dominic, is that what got him over the top for you? He's an expert in what happens.
You know, that was a specialty I had to have. There's no doubt.
Yeah, right. So you want to explain that, Dr. Dameron, for people who don't have cows and don't know what ruminant nutrition is?
Well, the ruminant is a special creature. They have a stomach that's divided into four parts. The biggest one is the rumen. In a full-grown cow, it'll be about the size of a 55-gallon drum. So there's lots and lots of volume in there. And what happens is the cow or lots of other ruminants, sheep, goat, whatever, eats forage grasses, browse, whatever. It goes into the rumen. There's a fermentation process that is sort of a pre-digestion for the animal. Then it moves on down the rest of the tract, and once you get to the true stomach, they're sort of like any other animal. They start extracting nutrients. The difference is many of the nutrients were actually unlocked in that fermentation process. So you and I eat grass, and we don't get anything out of it. A cow eats grass, and they get a lot out of it. So that's what a ruminant does.
Well, we do grazing, but we're grazing on lettuce and spinach and broccoli and asparagus, and we don't have the same kind of system. But it's very interesting because I do lots of different radio work and different programs, and one of them has to do with health, and the health of the gut of the human being can be translated to the cow tenfold, not only because it has a stomach 10 times bigger than ours, but because if you don't have a healthy gut, you don't have a healthy being, right?
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, you just got to know what's in there and how it's working. And then, you know, sometimes it doesn't work. You have a DA. I don't want to get too technical because I'm really more interested in talking about opportunities. How do you get students? Where do you get students? Why do you get students? Opportunities for young people to get into the world of agriculture. This is the way to get the right training. So that's our focus as we continue here on the American Family Farmer.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
You up with information and optimism, even though there are a lot of American family farmers who are getting booted around by process and policy, there still is great opportunity, and that's what we're here to discuss. Dr. Stephen Damron is from the College of Agricultural College, Environmental Sciences College. He's the dean at Tarleton State University. You can go to their homepage, tarleton.edu, T-A-R-L-E-T-O-N, tarleton.edu. Dr. F. Dominic DiTavio is the president of the school. He's here to learn and listen as well with the rest of us to what's going on. So I said I wanted to have a discussion about opportunities and how it is that you are finding, and this is for both of you, how you find good qualified students. Who's coming to you that wants to learn about agriculture in our country?
Well, let me just cue up one piece of this, and then I'll let Dr. Damron talk about that in more specific detail. But one of the things that I found here that is an absolute jewel, and I'm extraordinarily proud about, is our commitment to FFA, Future Farmers of America. Mm-hmm. We run, well, first, in Texas, there are more FFA chapters than any place in the country. And Tarleton then runs more competitive agricultural events for FFA than any place in Texas. We have more students that come for competitive events. At one event, there are something approaching 8,000 to 10,000 students and teachers from across Texas. And that is an extraordinarily important part of who we are, and it goes back for decades. But importantly, those students that come here, many of them often see a university campus for the first time, and they often fall in love with this place. And even though they may not come as agricultural students, agricultural or environmental sciences, they come for other programs because of that exposure that they have here at Tarleton through FFA. And so for us, that not only is a great learning opportunities for students in FFA, but it's also an incredibly important opportunity for students to be exposed to a college environment. Mm-hmm. And then I think Dr. Dameron might talk more specifically about those opportunities relative to agricultural and environmental sciences.
Well, one of the things nationwide is just that there really are a lot of jobs in agriculture and the natural resources. So, and that's certainly true in Texas. So we have a great record of placing our graduates, and that can do more for recruiting than anything else. If you know somebody that is happy in a job and you find out where they went to school, it becomes an opportunity for you. I think that the reputation of the place really helps us a lot, and of course you have to work to keep that reputation up, but I feel like we do. As an example, we graduate about 50 agriscience teachers every year, and almost all of them go to work in the public schools. And 5 years out, 95% of them are still in public schools. If you just compound that and look at the number of our graduates who are coming in contact with high school students and have that opportunity to influence them, it's huge. We also have some uniquenesses here, some things we've been able to maintain that it's been harder for other places to maintain. We have an agri-center. It's about 800 acres. We have various enterprises, beef cattle, swine. We have a very strong equine program. We also have a 1,000-acre ranch that's just very close to us, where our students can actually get out and do things. What you have to figure out in education is what do you want your students to learn and what do you want them to be able to do? And we feel that the doing is a very important thing. So whether it's a welding class where they're actually welding metal together, or a wildlife class where they're sampling wild populations of various species, whether it's beef production class where they're processing calves and performing AI and that sort of thing. We have a huge dairy here, 400 cow dairy, that's Southwest Regional Dairy Center, that we're the only one in the state. So we have all of these things that allow students to actually learn by doing, and that's very important to us.
So what kind of monetary arrangements, the state schools are different, but just in general, both of you, if you can talk about how people get into school and stay there, because it's expensive no matter what system you're involved in. There are a lot of grants, I know, that you can apply for to do programs and to bring students in. But we all hear about the challenges of what you can afford to do, students being in debt, that kind of stuff. It doesn't make any difference what kind of college you're going to. Still a lot of debt involved. So how do you work there? I know, I understand that there is competition with the good students, but you also, you know, got to get real about filling up the coffers. And I know we always had this debate at Heidelberg, Dominic, the way that you give student aid, and maybe that's a good general discussion for a couple of minutes before we get into the specifics of who you're attracting, who's coming to an ag school. But first, how about the general situation in terms of opportunities and how you pay for them?
Yeah, well, I think the first thing to understand is that most universities do have a lot of financial aid opportunities available for students. At Tarleton, close to 90% of our students are receiving some kind of financial aid package, and that takes the form from federal grants to state grants to university-wide to college-specific scholarships that are dependent upon the particular majors and the like. Over the years, certainly Tarleton and most universities have been very fortunate not only to receive directly, or for students to directly receive federal and state aid when they are attending a state university. But we've had very generous donors over the years, alumni and friends, that have an interest, say, specifically in animal science, where they have an interest specifically in wildlife science, and because of that, they're providing scholarships for our students if they are majoring in certain disciplines, or general scholarships just for any student in good standing. And so the combination of grants and scholarships, which are indeed two different things, and the fact that you might be, that you're at a public university, makes the cost of attending college much more affordable than it would be otherwise.
All right. So, Steve, who are you attracting? Who's the average kid who's coming to you and says, I want to be a farmer? Where is he coming from? Where is she coming from? Because more and more, frankly, women are involved in this, in these ag schools, because more and more women are wanting to work on the farm for all of the right reasons. At least that's my read on it. What are we getting for students?
If it's a student who is coming to us because they want to farm or ranch, a huge percentage of those are actually coming from farming and ranching backgrounds. We have a lot of students who want to go back to a ranch, or who want to do something associated with a family-owned farm or ranch. As a matter of fact, that's in our college, that's one of the primary career goals for students, and it doesn't much matter what their major is. If that's their goal, that's where they're coming from. But we have students who have been associated with agriculture, maybe directly or maybe peripherally, who also want to have a career in agriculture. If you look nationwide, there are about 1 million production agriculturists, people who are actually producing the food. There's between 20 and 25 million jobs that support them. Students, it is. It's huge. So we tend to attract a lot of students who want to go and become extension agents, who want to go into sales and marketing, whether that's seed or genetics or seed or fertilizer or whatever. Farmers have to have folks to help them keep up with what's out there. The whole reproduction services, whether it's horses or whether it's cattle or whatever, huge market segment for our graduates, and that whole area with the breakthroughs in the genome and the ability to characterize genetics in a way that you can sell very specific genetics to people who need very specific outcomes in their herds, it's huge. And then we have a lot of students who want to go to work for government agencies, whether it's USDA or whether it's Texas Department of Agriculture or whatever, and we place a lot of students in those. So all of these support areas are also important. You know, we have a lot of students now whose parents have been in not production agriculture, but in those huge segment of jobs outside of production, and that's what they see as a career opportunity.
Mm-hmm. All right. How are we dealing with this? What are we bringing to the farm? Our conversation continues for a few more minutes. Dr. Steve Damron, who's Dean of College of Agriculture and Environmental Sciences at Tarleton State University, along with the president of the school, Dr. Dominic DiTavio, 46 past the hour.
Now when you buy select HP printers from Staples, you can print free for life. That's right. Print up to 15 pages per month for free when you buy select HP printers from Staples. Get the confidence of never running out of ink and having to run out for more. The confidence of having ink automatically show up in your mailbox before you need it. HP ink delivered to your door. Print free for life. Staples. It's pro time. Print 15 pages per month for free. Pay as you go after that or upgrade to another plan. See staples.com/printfreeforlife for details.
Hi, I'm Danny Lipford.
And I'm Chelsea Lipford-Wolf. We're from Today's Homeowner.
And when you're looking at how to focus on two areas of your home to improve your indoor air quality, it all starts in the kitchen. Chelsea's got that.
When you think of the kitchen, you think of gourmet meals, so you need a quality range hood that's going to take all the smoke and steam and odors up out of your house all the way through to the outside. We recently installed this range hood from Brohn that has the vent at the front, so it's able to work a lot faster and smarter, getting all that moisture out of the kitchen, but there's still a lot of moisture left in the bathroom.
Especially when you take those long, hot showers. So it's very important to have a good quality exhaust fan that exhausts all the way to the outside. But exhaust fans don't have to be loud and they don't have to be ugly. Check this out. It's Invent from Braun. That's a very attractive fixture. It's doing a great job. And believe it or not, it's actually running right now. That's how quiet it is. More information about improving your indoor air quality by going to todayshomeowner.com.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with some insight on how to engage customers. If you are running a retail operation, whether it's dairy or whether it's produce, you may have pulled out. There are a lot of different, the turkey farms are big at this time of year. One of the things that is very important, I think, in this new world order, because that's really what it is, agribusiness today is in an entirely different place than it was when I was a kid and when you were a kid, depending on your age. There have been included in some of the college courses that come from places like Tarleton State, the Cornell University people who do it all around the country. There are new business, agritourism courses in teaching you how to engage with your customers. It's not the same old farm, not the same old customer. Things are different. There's an expectation now. There's a desire. There's a want that's creeping into our realities that sort of gets us to think, okay, what can we do? The old farmer who is, you know, kind of old, and I was always afraid the people that I loved as a kid who were the farmers that taught me my way around cows and stuff, I was kind of afraid of them because they were a crusty bunch, tough bunch, but you gotta be. But that's not what the public wants from you. The public wants to see you in your best. And if you're patient with people, a lot of the old farmers don't trust people to come on the farm. They don't want them to come on the farm because they're afraid they'll fall down and sue them, you know, that kind of stuff. I think you have to look at it in a different way and understand that there are people who want to see your operation. They want to watch the cows get milked. I think that's probably the best insight I can offer here in a short period of time on this week's American Family Farmer. All right, a couple more minutes here with Dr. Dameron and Dr. DiTavio. And in that time, by the way, I want to make sure everybody understands the homepage for Tarleton University's tarleton.edu. I'll say my thanks to both of you because I know we'll run up against the clock in a moment. The dairy world, dairy farmers, many people, as in my circumstance, I certainly feel this way, feel we're being overrun by the government and by big ag, the super agribusinesses. I don't know that that's but you have a policy, but do you feel like part of your mission is to encourage the family farms? Dominic, I'll start with you.
Well, I think one of the things that I certainly discovered since coming here is the continued importance of families in farming in Texas. Before we went on air, Steve and I were talking, and I think he had a number there that said 98%, I believe was the number, of the farms and ranches in Texas are still have a family connection to them. And so we would be remiss if we did not continue to understand that important connection of families into farming and to continue to make a point of how it is that we can be of assistance to those family-based operations. Even though there may be some very large dairy operators in Texas, there are. The ones that we deal with principally still have the family connection to them, mm-hmm. but the economics of them have grown to the point that they may be dealing with 10, 20,000 head of cattle, but there still are an awful
family
lot of
operation.
Them. that are family operations.
I'm going to leave it at that because we run out of time. But I appreciate both of you being here. A lot of good information and hopefully a good way of recruiting some new students connected to family farms. Charlton University, charlton.edu, Dr. DiTavio, Dr. Dameron, thanks for being here on the American Family Farmer.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Past the hour, the American Family Farmer. In a moment, I'm going to relay a circumstance that is all too common in our country today. The federal government, I know many of you, well, not many of you, but sometimes I hear from people. You can, by the way, contact me, Doug at DougStephan.com, or you can go to Twitter at Doug Stephan, S-T-E-P-H-A-N, if there's something that I say that you want to get clarification on, something that upsets you, or an idea for a discussion that we ought to have as we work toward solving problems of the American family farmer. I'm going to deal with one way of not to solve it, but it's a great example of the feds screwing things up. We'll have that in a moment. First, I want to encourage you, as farmers and farm-related folks, to make sure you get a great night's sleep. We all know the benefit of a good night's sleep, and it's hard on the farm because most of us work around the clock. Sunrise to sunset, it's up, it's Adam, and so we need to start refreshed, and in order to do that, you got to get a good night's sleep. And a way to get a good night's sleep is probably better than anything else. Make sure that the pillows that you're using are, substantive and fill the bill. And when I say that, I mean fill literally, because the fill on my pillows is a different patented fill, lets you put the pillow in a way around your head and your neck that makes you feel like you're going to stay there, be comfortable. It's just the way you like it. Isn't that what you want? A pillow that's just the way you like it. The patented adjustable fill inside of every MyPillow stays cool and in place all night long. So you get the kind of support you need. This is better than any other pillow that you've ever used. What are you waiting for? Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and order your MyPillow. And over and over again, people say, well, I'm refreshed to hear you talk about how often people should get rid of their pillows. With a MyPillow, you can keep it longer because you can wash it and dry it. And it has the ability to, in doing that, get rid of the mites and the bugs and the gucka that's in pillows. So do yourself a favor. Take advantage of all the benefits of having a MyPillow, a nice new MyPillow or a set of them. Here's the thing. Right now at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV, you'll buy two pillows and pay for one. Yep, one premium MyPillow, get a second one for a loved one or for yourself or whatever, without paying for it. No way the offer lasts because they're going like hotcakes, but why not take advantage of it while you can? A two-pillow deal for the price of one at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. So the federal government has admitted to this. This is what's so outrageous. Here's this small Montana operation. It's actually a meat plant. And they, the feds have gone after arbitrarily this small family-run meat plant. And this is, underscores the longstanding problem in our country. And I think it may be one of the big issues facing the people who are trying to keep a small farm going. I'm looking at I have a number of stations that are in Montana. Butte newspaper carrying a story. I look there. I look at all the local newspapers in the areas where I have radio stations. And so this is the story of Riley Meats, a family operation. This is a third generation operation. It's not like they don't know what they're doing. His grandfather, the fellow's running it now, his grandfather started the business in the 1940s. And so the operation comes with a reputation. The place is immaculate. You look at pictures of it. And yet the federal government, the food and safety people, have decided they're going to go after this guy and just harass the hell out of him. The inspectors have been there off and on for 36 years. They come in now on a daily basis just looking for something. They've never written the guy up. They've never taken any action against him. And he doesn't slaughter his own meat. He's a processor. He's a purveyor, and he specializes in fine meats. So, but what I'm bringing it to your attention, because this guy's being chased out of business by these people, even though they don't say to him, you can't do this, that, or the other thing. They just come in there, and every day they're asking him questions. There's two or three people. Wouldn't you think they'd have something better to do? It's shocking how the federal government takes, this is an individual vendetta. A guy who runs the local inspection division had a run-in with a grandfather, I guess, at one point in time. So now they just take their federal BS and chase this guy around. Meanwhile, customers are in the store and they're concerned because, these people are all around asking, why are you buying meat in here? You know, that kind of stuff. What the hell business is that of theirs? But just another example of the government gone awry that I wanted you to know about. This small outfit in Montana, Riley Meats. We should spiritually keep them on the top of our mind to support them, send them good thoughts.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustained winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with 2 teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a 4-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.